child views. Stay on the porch. We had just moved to Maryland. A big semi-truck came to our new home to deliver all of our things. My sister and I were outside, playing in the front yard and watching the moving people unload the truck. We listened to them when they said, "Stay on the porch." Suddenly, our van came crashing out of the truck and three men were hurt. Mom was really afraid that we were hurt because one of the moving people came inside to ask her to call 911 and told her that someone had been run over. But we were okay because we were on the porch. The moving people said, "It was a good thing you listened to us. You could have been hurt really badly." I am glad that I am obedient. I want to obey Heavenly Father, and I know that I get blessings when I do. Amy Pearson, age 5, and her sister Rachel, age 3, Eldersburg, Maryland. The Power of Prayer. When I was 9 years old, we lived in Fillmore, Utah. One rainy day, my mom, two sisters, and I left for Kanab, Utah, to help my great-granny. We were on a winding road where you can't see what is coming toward you until it is right there. The rain started pouring so hard that it was even harder to see. We had to keep driving because there were no places to pull over. I asked Mom if I should say a prayer. She said yes, so I did. I asked Heavenly Father to let the rain slow down until we got across Bear Valley. After a few seconds, the rain came down, only very lightly, and almost stopped. When we turned onto Highway 89, the rain picked up again, but we could see. We felt good about continuing our trip. This year, we moved to Price, Utah. It started raining really hard while we were trying to load the moving truck. I went into my empty bedroom and asked Heavenly Father to let the rain quit until we were finished. It did quit, and we even had some sun. I told my parents what I had done, and Mom cried and hugged me because she remembered about Bear Valley, too. It didn't rain again until we left Fillmore with all our things loaded. I have a strong testimony of the power of prayer. I know that Heavenly Father listens to children. I will be a deacon soon, and I know I will need to use prayer constantly to help me fulfill my duties, and I know that he will be there and will listen to me. Cass Esplin, age 11, Price, Utah. Listening to the still small voice. This summer while we were camping, my little brother fell into the fire and burned his hand badly. We prayed, then Mom saddled our horse and told me to ride and find my dad, who wasn't with us yet. I had to go 4 miles over 6 kilometers to get out of the canyon. I looked and looked but couldn't find Dad. When I got to the locked gate that led to the main road, I got off and walked to it. I heard a voice in my head telling me to go back the other way, so I walked back to my horse and rode the other way and found Dad. We were able to get my brother to the hospital, where he was helped. Aubrey Cofford, age 8, Pingree, Idaho. End of Child Views, read by Margaret Fisher.